This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
Okay, I must confess that I'm slightly confused here. Was that just dead air? Well, we're off to a flying start. Maybe we should take it from the top. It's midnight in New York City, and this is listener-supported, non-commercial, technically challenged WBAI 99.5 FM. And I'm not quite sure if what I just heard was broadcast or not. I must say that I'm a little bit confused as to what happened. Maybe if technical wizard Max Schmid is within the sound of my voice, he can come in and tell me what just happened. Now it's time for this, folks, so stay tuned. Right? Moorish. Orthodox. Radio. Crusade. Anarchism for the global city. Radical environmentalism for the concrete jungle. Esoteric explorations of the secret history of rebel culture. The Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. Every Tuesday at midnight after the news. Only on listener-supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. Be there.
Si pensi densamente alla cosa, se può fa, ma taglio sangue e capi sabine, se può fa. Niente che vende la vita, vende pazienza, niente, ma presente pulita la tasta gente. Vanno nende da panici, una pacchi come a me, e abituato a stendo scuro già la mattina. Si era visto di riunire, quando ci vire, che le capire, quanti vantaggi al stato papà, ma sì che stai che ci sta. Sono le magie, le alte energie, che spade il cocore che si avvia a me. Visualizzazione mentale che stile animale che ti dà morale alla morte, ma dallo paro male, un male attacco. Che se può fa, fatta buona, ma può rovere, ci crede, cara volontà. Se può fa, noi l'hanno fatta, tra la maladica, tra la mia, si crede, ma buona, fatti, fatta, tanto.
Pure se sto mondo è sfascimo, va a toccondrare, stava dammi munizzi, senti dall'aria. E possibilità, raffrontare, salutami in realtà, sono vario. Cercammi, ricercammi, ci innalzammi, crescimmi, o sappiamo che se può fa, senza pazzia.
A parte, scherzi,
niente se pensi, a volte calcio non stai, che passi forte, sta corte. E sto curendo stesso, verso la porta, che se me vede. Senza andare per cieco, ma sto coperto, in su deserta, di solo il corso, ma c'è sta terra che brucia. E che se c'è, tu chi non può se ne spera, e terra sta lì. Sta passata la tua strada, la vita è tutta storia. Dici come me,
te ne va, una da morte.
Già sapevo che sta via, diventaci corso. La spinta short e va a cannarsi per cazzo, remi. E diventaci torta, tutte costa, ma un po' sta costa e rimane soli. Soli.
Quel paga si deve gare testa, subito a tizza, fiii. C'è giusta di che siamo nere, chi non vero, non vero. Che spinta ne ha passato, ma volta un altro vita. Ma tenga a me, tenga fino a vivo, fa con mare, chi mi firimo, peghi. Sta ragione come una capo che spanna strada. E tanto se faccio, stanno fatto, faccio roppo, faccio attacco. Chi non faccio? E cazzo dopo che così si fa, si può fare, che l'hanno fatto.
A me cagnate cazzo.
Vinta state cazzo, se le care non pare, che l'ate, che pare, che già non lo fa. Non uno non cagna, l'anno sta la salma, non fa mai da re, non spendere forte, botte se la buscata, come si fatto non cazzo. Agite se vuoi fama, voglio. E vanno niente che te ne spera che cava ora se scende in stile per ne siete fatte nel canto coro ma allora che schiavo forza ne esiste non posso fare in tal lotto c'è volta fai forza.
I know you can
Arianna, allora
che ci stanno, ci pensano e ci verano e se fanno finta e ci vorrei, ci diciamo perché sì, ma sincero con cuore. All'era ma seri ma fora, se zero malora, se rossere se scelte una maniera, povera amore. Ma se cose malamente arrivano, testivano e fai esperienza, se ti pigliano e mino, voglio l'essenza e poi schivola. Vuoi se rispondere su, stupido ma privata. Se ti fanno male fatta carnivora e piroca. Tre spezze l'amico, nemica, non fa se stima. Non è chi fa prima, scurdam la gassima. Seguimo l'istinto, che ci fa credere a vivere, rire e pazziare. E non si le affrontare cose che ci stanno a fare. Sclere si crede che tutto bene come voglia io. Ma si tengo genio, serio, sono compascio,
tutto oddio. Tutto che elegante boh, frasi normale che abbatto. Ma pensa forse ti vengo metti in atto. Ma si ne va la fine su casina mentale. Dalla via rossa cammina fino ad un portale. Chi ne scena rurale, irreale. Per chi ha così lontana. Non può rapire, può capire un finale sto film. Prima se fa male, ma la vita abituata a piccoli destini. La vita facile, docile, scesim. E partime prima frontale. A sti bambini domiline e mattime ci arrivo con timbre vocale. In un cala cerca calim. Che rima che fa tu rima. Di frate carnale meno male che ha così. E questo dim che ci sì. Una morale naturale da me. Ma ci mescala per stagimo. Quando è che ci rima. C'è stana visuale. Sto mondo è sfacima.
Ti crede che cazzo poppa. Così mi pare se si attiva cattivo vive me svi mai prive magi tua così sentiva e mai passiva. Se sai fa scrivo può farsi far riva e lancio in faccia chi de vive caccia spaccio mi dire che ammossata fa. Non pare sparo sa paro e frasi paro e fama ma posso va posso fa. Sapendo già che non tenivo che faceva cabacchine ma che si va per bucchina e sa capo caldo si ne cagna. Se non te l'agna faccio capi che ti piace a te. Ho disco grebo commerciale unz unz boffano vano si te cale stai male. Ho chiuso il rivale grazza trunza accusa e prusa uso manza abusa non se può sapere. E finziono ma me le fa cocore nenne. O fa mo ma valore, aro e moleve. Tutto che le cattu uo fazza poffa. Noi chiamo mo fra sacro nell'offia.
Okay, hopefully we are once again recombobulated after opening with a technical snafu, as is frequently our want here on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, and more generally on WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial, seat-of-your-pants radio here in New York City. And that's what you're listening to right now. My name is Bill Weinberg, for those of you who don't know. Anne Marie Hendrickson is not here at the moment. But if she does not appear tonight, she'll probably be here next week or the week after that. She'll be back. Don't you worry about that, all of you Anne Marie friends. And Anne Marie fans. And, okay, we're opening with some more of that delicious Neapolitan rap music, radical rap music from Italy. So if any of you people who understand the Neapolitan lingo can call in and tell us what they were rapping about, that would be great. And the name of that group was the Puwaze Crew featuring Fusera. So with their hit, So Pe Fa, whatever that means, I don't know what it means. Anybody out there know what it means? Anyway, we're opening with some of this radical rap from Italy tonight in honor of Carlo Giuliani, which is, well, that last name Giuliani is not one which we like a lot here in New York City, but Carlo Giuliani, as opposed to you-know-who Giuliani, is actually a hero and a martyr who... was killed by the Carabinieri in the protest against the G8 summit in Genoa in July of 2001. Now, he was from Rome. He wasn't from Naples, but we're honoring him tonight with his music anyway. And the reason we're doing so has to do with our guests who are joining us this evening, including Go Hirasawa, anarchist film critic visiting from Tokyo, to promote the upcoming protest against the planned G8 summit in Hokkaido, which will be taking place next year. Welcome aboard, Go. Good evening.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Go from Tokyo. I joined No G8 Action Network against G8 next year.
And you were speaking tonight at Blue Stockings Books.
Yeah.
And you also spoke last week at the New Space, the new school for pluralistic anti-capitalist education.
Yeah.
And how much longer are you in town?
10 days.
Ten more days in New York City.
Three more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you're going elsewhere.
Yeah, and after that, Montreal and Toronto.
Canada.
Yeah, for Info Tour.
Great. Yeah. And we're also joined by Sabu Koso, who is a Japanese journalist living here in New York City. Welcome aboard, Sabu.
Thank you very much for having us, Bill.
And you're a contributor to the anthology Japan After Japan.
Yes, that was anthology came out from Duke Press like a few years ago.
Last year, I believe, right?
Last year, yeah, maybe.
Yeah, 2006.
Year. Only because I wrote like 5 years ago, and then, as usually happens in academic press, it takes years.
Yes, so, certainly.
But anyway, yes.
And your piece was very provocative, has a somewhat slightly enigmatic title of Angelus Novus in Millennial Japan, which I take it as a reference to Walter Benjamin.
Yes.
Hmm. Maybe you could explain a little bit about that.
It's to me, I cannot very explain very clearly, but I think it's about, like, you know, the time, the sense of time, like in Japan. Like, I remember, like, what I wrote as a conclusion in that piece was that I think, like, you know, the economic prosperity of Japan that accumulated during the 80s, and when that accumulation is going to disappear, you know, sometime, I think, you know, that history is going to somehow outburst, you know. That's the kind of sense that I had, you know, and in that, at that moment, sort of a future becomes, you know, the past becomes future, and future becomes past, that kind of. So I cannot, clearly explain myself, but, and also I wanted to use Angelus for the new activist in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are somehow not, the image of new activist in Japan are no longer sort of like a male, adult, powerful man kind of image, but somehow more androgynous a little bit, mm-hmm. and sort of weak and a little more sensitive, and, you know, that kind of image I wanted to use.
Really?
Yes.
Weak and sensitive. But in the footage which I saw of the protests against the Japanese neo-fascists at the Yasukuni Shrine earlier this year, the people confronting them didn't look at all weak or reticent. They looked extremely militant and aggressive.
That's true. Weak, I mean, you know, in a not negative way. Mm-hmm. It's a little more sort of like a little more sensuous, maybe. But that protest is not sensuous at all. I mean, you know, that's a very tough confrontation. Mm-hmm. And Go, I live here, so, you know, I cannot attend very much, but Go goes there every year.
Yes.
At August 15th.
Yes. And, in fact, when I was visiting in Tokyo earlier this year, that, unfortunately, was the day that I had to fly home, was August 15th, so I missed that. But I was aware that you were preparing. So, Go, and perhaps you could, you know, tell us a little bit about the activist forces in Japan and who's coming together for the G8 summit and what their strategies are.
So now and then, allow me to be
sure.
An interpreter. Okay?
Absolutely.
The その何ていうかその今度の G8 に向かったそのどういうグループのあの左翼がいるかそれからその戦術戦略は どういうもんかっていう。
そうですね。そのあのどんなグループが I'm sorry, I explain.
No, go ahead, please.
あのまあとにかくその広いコアリションができてるんで、うん、まあ、あらゆる左翼っていうかあらゆる運動体っていうのはちょっと大げさですけど、うん、まあ、それに近いような
It might be too much to say like, you know, to include all sorts of leftist groups,
But one of their most important goals this time is to make a large coalition. And that earlier at the Blue Stockings, we are discussing this, but this time it's from the side of the radical left, you know, that the radical left is trying to make a large coalition, you know, that more like a traditionally moderate left was always trying to do so. And, you know, as Go explained to me many times, during the Iraqi anti-war movement in Japan, like 2003 and 4, around that time, like a moderate left coalition tried to exclude anarchists and autonomist groups tend to do a direct action.
Yeah, same sort of thing
and,
here.
Yes, yeah. And that made the whole coalition very weak. So this time we try to do the, you know, ourselves to make a large coalition to reach out and...
Uh-huh. And so what are the elements which are coming together in that large coalition?
So, どういうだから、あの、要素が入ってるか、そのグループの。
そうですね。な、名称とかで、まあ、例えば、その、まあ、野宿者の、支援を、野宿者やその日雇いの労働者の支援をしているグループですとか、あと、まあ反基地闘争、反、まあ、アメリカの、日本とアメリカの安全保障条約に反対する、グループですとか。
For instance, like a groups that are working with the day laborers, union movement and support groups in day laborers ghettos, one in Tokyo called Sanya and another in Osaka called Kamagasaki.Also, the anti-war group. Also, anti-war group. And,
あと、まあ、有名なところ、まあ、よく知られているところでは、まあ、例えば、まあ、アタックの日本の。
And the famous ones, for instance, is Attack Japan. And, World Social Forum, is sort of related group in Japan.
あと、まあ、市民団体系では、その日本の消費者団体の。
And even we have a sort of like a consumerist association among like a civil movement.
Like a consumer rights kind of group.
Exactly, yes.
And what is Attack Japan? That is certainly an extremely provocative name.
Attack Japan っていうのは何か? It's a sort of branch, you know, sort of associate of French Attack.But, would you, その説明を。
そうですね、フランスのグループが、まあ、本部なんですけれど、要するに、トービン税っていう、なんていうんですかね、株の取引の、に、その、まあ、一定の、その、税をかけて、それをまあ、なんだろう、貧困国に配布する義務というか、そういうのをまあ、そんないろんな政策提言というのをしている。
まあ、メイングループ is from France Attack, French Attack, and basically their idea is to tax the like financial transactions and to give this tax money to the, you know, poor countries and stuff, that the redistribution of the entire transaction, global transaction. And I think their idea is based on something like that.
Yes.
And Japanese group is sort of related to them.
で、まあ、それが東京の、グループなんですけれども、北海道は北海道で、市民運動団体から、NGO 団体までが、まあ、ネットワークされてるっていう状態
で、ラジカルなグループも北海道。
I'm sorry?
ラジカルはそんなに入ってない。
So these are the, you know, examples of the groups, you know, based in Tokyo. But we also have groups in Hokkaido, some NGOs and also some, civic movement.
Mm-hmm. So maybe you could talk a bit more about this. What are some of the issues around the whole struggle over, I believe the word that you use in your piece is the Yosebas,
mm-hmm.
which the districts where the day laborers gather?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I think like Yoseba is like a sort of historically, you know, like especially it appeared, I think it always historically has existed at the ghetto, but after the war, it became huge, you know, when the Japan was facing the economic growth and construction boom, a lot of like a peasant, you know, from the country streamed into big cities, and Tokyo and Osaka, and they sort of formed a huge body of workers who worked for construction sites. And most of them are single. And a lot of them had families in the countryside, but they came to big cities to work in construction sites. So a lot of houses, they are sort of like a single person, you know, like a flop house, what they call flop house. So a lot of flop house and, you know, a lot of bars, cheap restaurants and, you know, and a huge area in Tokyo called Sanya. And Osaka, it's called Kamagasaki.
Mm-hmm.
And so during the time of economic boom, these areas are so big and active. And a lot of also like Yakuza groups, you know, the Yakuza gangster groups.
Yes, organized crime.
Try to sort of like, you know, became sort of labor broker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they exploited a lot from out of labor workers, you know, salaries. And always there was a conflict between the Yakuza groups and workers groups. And the police oftentimes worked with Yakuza groups mm-hmm. when the, you know, when the sort of like dissatisfaction of the workers reached the point of starting rioting.
Mm-hmm. And this was when?
That was, I think, like 80s, 60s, 70s, 80s during this time. But 90s, you know, when the Japanese Tokyo or big cities construction sort of like a boom was finished, these areas sort of deserted. And then like today, like these Kamagasaki is still very active and big, but Sanya in Tokyo it's sort of quite sad, quite sort of like desolate.
Yes,
desolate.
Yes.
And meanwhile, like a sort of like a more like a workers who sort of work day-to-day basis informally, they tend to get jobs through cellular phone, so they no longer sort of live in the same area in the city. So mm-hmm. they don't form a sort of one big body of workers in certain area of the city. Rather, they scattered all over the city. And maybe some famous stories, you know, tell us that like game center or like, you know, cafe that where people can look at comics. The young workers, precarious workers, tend to live in that kind of space.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I was in Tokyo, Hirasawa took me up to this district, Sanya.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still social struggles going on there. There was a Food Not Bombs program, and there were clearly people sort of living on the streets the way a lot of people did in New York City in the 1980s.
Mm.
And I imagine the same sorts of struggles of, you know, homeless people or very marginal people to maintain access to the public parks and public space generally.
Yes, that's right.
Were you going to say more about that?
そうですね。で、で、あと、東京では、NGO 系のフォーラムもあって、まあ、その、三社というか、現地の、コアリションと、東京の、NGO と、あと、まあ、直接行動も考えているような、まあ、コアリション、大きく言うと3つだと思うんですけど、まあ、それらが緩やかに、まあ、連絡体制を取りながら、まあ、共同しているというふうに言えると思います。
He's talking about the continuation from the No G8 Action Coalition Project.
Mm-hmm.
One is like a, you know, NGO type of coalition, large NGO type coalition. And then like a one is more like sort of a radical groups coalition, he just explained. And sort of like a, so there's 3 番目の coalition, Hokkaido.
Hokkaido.
And then there's a one coalition in Hokkaido. So these three coalitions sort of loosely forming a sort of like a entirety and sort of began to collaborate toward the, you know, anti-G8 project 2008.
Mm. Okay, so the three would be the local one in Hokkaido,
mm-hmm.
And then
the local one Hokkaido とそれから NGO フォーラムじゃなくてそのこのあれだよね、NGO フォーラムとそれからこのノージエイトのっていう3つっていう感じだよね。
うん。ノージエイトっていうか G8 カウンセルですね。アンチ G8 カウンセルです
ね。Yes, anti-G8 council. That's like a ノージエイト action is part of.And then like a Hokkaido's NGOs, you know, like coalition.
Mm.
And also like a NGO forum. That's sort of like a really big NGOs, you know, most of them in it.
Yeah, strictly Japanese. We're not talking yet about international element.
それこの中には外国の、あの、NGO も入ってる。
日本だけだ
と。Basically only Japanese.
ただまあ、連絡体制は取ってると思います。
But they oftentimes have associate abroad, so they are, you know, in communication with them.
Okay, and I'd be very interested to hear about the local activities in organizing in Hokkaido.Because that's a very interesting place. Unfortunately, I haven't been there. Maybe I'll have the opportunity to go next year. But it's the northernmost of the main Japanese islands, and it was only recently, relatively speaking, brought under Japanese sovereignty. And the indigenous people of Japan, the Ainu, are still a significant presence there. And they've sort of been socially and economically excluded and colonized.Internally, the way the American Indians have in this country. So, I'm wondering what the local political scene is like in Hokkaido.
So, で、そのだから、まあそういうあれで、北海道のだから比較的新しい、まあ、植民地、それでアイヌの抑圧の問題があって、で最近のその北海道の中での政治的なシーンっていうのはどういうものだろうって。
そうですね。まあ北海道っていうまあ土地柄。あのまあ、自衛隊の基地あのがあの多くあって、うん、あのソ連の反基地闘争ですね、うん、反基地反戦闘争っていうのはあのずっと歴史的に強いものがあって、うん、それが今でもまあ強いというふうに言える、う
ん、One of the political thing、debates going on or struggle going on is about the basis of national defense forcesyou know, a lot of, the, because of the nature of the land, you know, as you mentioned, it's a newly colonized place, and a lot of nature and farmland, as well as the bases, you know, a lot of bases of self-defense force.
Yeah, so, on Hokkaido, yeah.
In Hokkaido. Mm. So, there have been a lot of, like, anti-base struggles going on, and still continues to exist, that struggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things.
Now, is that a strong military presence up there, sort of a holdover from the Cold War because of proximity to Russia?
うん。これはある意味では、だからその冷戦時代の関係もある中って、その、あの、ロシアに近いから、北海道は。
そうですね。まあ、それもあると思いますし、あと結局その、あの、北と南にその基地というか、で、南は沖縄が米軍基地で、北が、自衛隊というか、うん、あの要するに辺境に押しやるというか、うん、っていう傾向にあると思います。これはまあ世界的な傾向だとは思いますけど。うん、
yes, one of the reasons is, as you said, it's the residue of the Cold War time. But also,in terms of Japanese peninsula, Japanese archipelago,the bigger bases tend to be in Hokkaido and Okinawa, northern、mm. tip and southern tip.
Right.
To the tendency is to push the government into these, you know, military presence into the marginal place so、
yes.
that, you know, it's invisible,、mm-hmm. so that they are invisible.
Now, is there a United States military presence in Hokkaido as well, as there certainly is in Okinawa?
Hokkaido にはない。
Hokkaido にはないです
ね。You're right. In Okinawa, yes, but not in Hokkaido.
Not in Hokkaido.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So, but the Japanese self-defense forces they're expanding in Hokkaido. They're taking more land and building more bases. This is an ongoing struggle.
まあ自衛隊のベースの拡大っていうのはやっぱあるんだろうか、その北海道において。
今んとこちょっと詳しくは、うん、あのちょっと僕も現地 の、うん、あの運動状況っていうか、うん、自衛隊の状況はあのわからないんですけれど、ただその大きいのはその、まあ、イラクに日本が、うん、あの派遣派兵ですね、派兵した時にはあの北海道の基地から一番最初に行って、でも今でも多くの北海道の基地からあのイラクに。
We don't know, we don't have enough information about, you know, the expansion project these days, but one thing we know is like, you know, when Japan has begun to take part in Iraqi war, the self-defense forces airplanes started, you know, departing, departing from Hokkaido,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not other places, but Hokkaido's bases mm-hmm. is used for that.
All right, we recently read that for the first time, the Japanese military has now got planes which are capable of flying 1,000 miles from without refueling, and they've engaged with the U.S. military in bombing exercises out in the Pacific. There was a story in the New York Times about that. You familiar with what I'm talking about?
Oh, no, actually, I haven't read that. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Recently?
Recently, yeah, within the last 6 months, mm-hmm. I would say.
Nihon no nanka, gunji, jietai ga, sono, nan mile ka, ima chotto, nan mile ka, sono, mileage wasureta kedo, kanari, chokyori wo, oil no kyokyu naku shite, hikou dekiru yona hikouki wo kaihatsu shite, それがもうほとんど米軍と一緒に行動するような状況になってきているというリポートがニューヨークタイムズに出たんです、うん、
そうですね、だからいろんな意味でその、まあ、自衛隊が米軍と一緒に行動できるっていう、うん、まあ、いろいろ進んでると思うんですけれど、うん、まあ、そういう意味でその北海道っていうのは、まあ、そういうのの、その前線っていうか、うん、自衛隊の派遣という意味ではかなりフロントになってるんじゃないかと、うん、
As you mentioned, so in many senses, the Japanese defense forces have been sort of involved in the U.S. Actions these days. And in that sense, Hokkaido is the sort of front line for that, collaborative projects.
で、まあ、要するに多分その大きな要因になっているのが、まあ、北海道は失業率が高いんで、自衛隊に勤めたり、あとその、まあ、行政に勤めたりっていうのが、本当に普通のことなんですね。
うん、行政に勤めるっていうのを
行政に就職するっていうこと
で、その市役所とかってい
う、そうです、そうです、そうです。か自衛隊かみたいな。だから非常にこう距離が近いというか、普通、いわゆる市民と自衛隊との距離が。
北海道 has a, rate of, the jobless people are high, So a lot of people tend to work, for a self-defense force.As well as local government, like a sort of related jobs. And,
civilians employed.
Civilians
by the,
employed,
self-defense
yes.
Forces.
Yes. Maybe not necessarily as a soldiers, but
right.
sort of subcontractors.
Gotcha.
And,
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's a big part of the economy on the island.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, So, are there also issues with, farmers and so on trying to hold on to their lands to keep them from being appropriated by expanding military bases, as we saw, 10 or 20 years ago, was it, with the whole struggle over Narita Airport outside
mm-hmm.
Tokyo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. だから、まあ、Narita の、mm-hmm. 空港の、話というのは世界でも有名で、だからそれはもうでもかなり前だけども、例えば現在でもそういう、例えば農地が、そういう形で、没収されて、それに関する闘争とか起こっているところはあるだろうかっていう。
日本でですか、
うんうん、
ちょっと
沖縄かな、
うん、そうですね、沖縄ですね、沖縄もまあそれは米軍基地 の、うん、拡張とか移転とか。
The expansion of the bases, you know, that was like a...In Okinawa, that was a big issue.
Right, we hear a lot about that.
Yes,
yeah. Yes. Not so much about Hokkaido, though. So
Not
very,
so much.
Very curious.
Hokkaido ではそんな拡大っていうのは、
そうですね。Mm. まあこの間その土地の接収みたいな問題になったのはその火力発電とか、あと原子力発電とか。
Rather like a, like a government sort of trying to take the land from people, issues more like appeared in nuclear power plant and other kind of power plant projects.
Mm-hmm. On Hokkaido?
In Hokkaido, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hokkaido.
So are there are currently nuclear plants on Hokkaido? Or?
The 原子力発電 Hokkaido にある。
Yeah. And
yes,
there's been protests and struggles over that?
で、それに対するプロテストっていうのは。
そうですね。はい。
Yeah, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And your coalition is coming together and including these struggles on the ground in Hokkaido.
だからそういうのもまあ、だからこのコアリションに当然入ってるわけだよね。
そうですね。
Yeah. Yes, yes, of course, yes.
Okay, so could you talk a bit about the situation, the contemporary situation of the Ainu on Hokkaido, and if you know their organizations are also a part of this coalition which is coming together?
Ainu, だから、うん、
そうですね。あの北海道の方のそのさっき言ったそのフォーラムですね。あのそっちにはまあアイヌのグループが参加してます。
In the you know Hokkaido's forum that we mentioned a little earlier, Ainu groups are in it, for instance.
でまたそのアイヌのそのまあアイヌにアイヌの人たちを中心としたその先住民サミットみたいなものがまあオルタナティブサミットの中か独自かっていうのはちょっとまだ詳しく聞いてないんですけど、まあそういう、催しも、行われるという。
There will be a project called Alternative Summit during the, you know, G8 Summit.
Alternative Summit.
Alternative Summit. Uh-huh. And either sort of in conjunction with it or separate from it, there will be a summit of natives, which is summit of Ainu people.
Uh-huh.
That's going to happen.
Okay, and that's just Ainu or indigenous people from around the world as well?
それはその例えばアイヌを中心としたものか、それともいろんなあの世界中の
そうですね。多分アイヌを中心に、まあ、世界中の問題を取り上げるっていうことになるじゃない
ですか。Centered on Ainu, but of course they're going to deal with the indigenous issues across the world.
Because there's pretty striking analogies to the Ainu struggles in Hokkaido and particularly the struggles of American Indians in the Northwest, in the Pacific Northwest, especially around the issue of harvesting salmon from the rivers. I understand there's been a lot of restrictions on that, which have been protested by the Ainu, just as there have been with the Yakima and so on along the Columbia River.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 今わかった。あの要するにだからアメリカのだからあの北西部のインディアンがのそのだから鮭の鮭量を すごいあの制限されたりっていう問題があって、それと同じような問題がアイヌの人たちにもあるっていうことを聞いたから。そのだからアイヌ問題っていうのは非常にその面白いグローバルにつながってるんじゃないかって。
そうですね。だからまあそういうところで G8 をやるっていうのはまあ関連するところあったかもしれないですけど、まあかなり今回明確にテーマとしてどのグループも掲げているし、またその、世界と連帯するにあたって、やっぱ、先住民族の問題、っていうのは非常に大きいかなと思ってます。
So, as you said, you know, exactly like what you said, for this next year's anti-G8 project, the connection between the indigenous issues, you know, across the world is very important. And we understand it and we try to sort of, work with these issues.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'm curious. Okay, you're here promoting the protests here in New York City. Have you also made similar efforts in other countries to try to get an international presence in Hokkaido next year?
You mean like inviting?
Yeah. Well, have you gone elsewhere in the immediate? Region of East Asia, Philippines, China, etc.
You mean info tour project?
Yes.
One representative of our info tour group went to along with one info tour person from a German descent group. Two of them, one of our one of our delegate and another from descent info tour group. They went to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the Philippines in the past fall. And
So you're calling this this effort InfoTor?
Yes, this name is taken from, we learned from the Germans, mm-hmm. you know, German descent InfoTor group. We learned a lot from them, especially, you know, activists called Jason Kirkpatrick and Ziggy, no, last name, Ziggy Obera.
Mm-hmm.
These two great activists, you know, came to Japan. We invited them. And we tour around, you know, many cities in Japan. And also we went to Seoul. And we had a lot of discussions and exchanges.
This was before the Rostock
No, protest. After the Rostock.
After the Rostock,
yes.
Protest. Mm-hmm. And Hirasawa, you attended the protests in at the last G8 summit in Rostock last fall, was it? I believe it was last...
June.
June.
Yes.
Or June of this year. That's
yes,
right.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Recently, yeah.
Uh-huh. どうだった
か。うん。
日本から、まあ、直接行動に、NGO のグループはもっと他にいたと思うんですけど、まあ、直接行動への参加を中心とするのが、まあ、7、8人で、まあ、グループっていうかネットワークを作って、参加しました。うん、
There are also, you know, a lot of people from NGO groups from Japan went there, but his group was about consisted of like about 8 people who are like all sort of participated in the direct action type, you know, protest. So most of them are the member of No G8 Action.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
でやっぱそこでかなりまあ大きな印象を受けたのは、まあ、海外の運動にはまあ何回かもちろんG8 のではないんですけど参加したことはあるんですけれど、今回は本当にその運動の多様性、
うん、
そのお互いの、行動を認め合うような、広いコアリションの作り方っていうのにとにかく驚いたというか、うん、感銘を受けました。
Go had experience ofparticipated in the global action before, but in this particular occasion of Heiligendamm 2007, he was very impressed by this, you know, various kind of different groups.
This was Rostock.
Rostock, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Were able to work in collaboration, you know, different tactics and slightly different ideas. And that was very impressive, that the way, like, you know, they are coordinated actions together.
Mm-hmm.
で、あとその、まあ、情報センターの、まあ、廃校になった小学校を使っていたりしたんですけれど、あとメディアセンターですとか、うん、あと大きな、1万人と5000人と5000人ぐらいですかね、それぐらい入るそのキャンプ場っていうのを設営してたりして、うん、そのあとまあ毎日食事も出してたりして、そのインフラっていう意味でも非常に驚くべき、
Also like the way they constructed infrastructures like a media center like information center to shareAlso, they had a huge, like, unused elementary school for the, you know, media center kind of thing. And also the scale of the camps, you know, they're like, they could accommodate 1,000 people or more.
Wow.
And they were very impressed by this infrastructure, you know, of their scales.
So, are you going to add to that?
あとですね、あとその、まあ、デモ、大きな、一番最初に大きな、国際連帯のデモ、でそれでまあ8万人ぐらい集まって、いて、でその後にその農業の日ですとか、うん、その移民の日ですとか、反軍事の日ですとか、それぞれ の, そのテーマに分かれて、国際デモというのが打たれていて、でそれぞれの関心で、それぞれ、がみんな参加していて、そういう意味でもその、非常にこうみんなが参加しやすい、形にしていて、まあ、それも非常に参考になります。
There was a huge demonstration on the 2nd of June or something, and それは何人ぐらい集まってた
？8万人。
It's like 80,000 people. But you know, succeeding days, there were like you know, every day there were like demos with themes, different themes, like Immigrant Day or the
Agricultural
Day,
and
Anti-Militarism Day, And so with having all these themes, they coordinated so that various activists can participate, you know, in their own interest. And that was also impressive for him, this kind of coordination.
でそれでまあサミットが始まったらその道路封鎖の行動というのが、mm-hmm. 始まったんですけれど、ただまあその裏ではそのオルタナティブサミットでシンポジウムをやっていて、あのまあ直接行動に参加できない人はあの、まあ、サミットの問題点ですとかグローバリゼーションについて議論するような、mm-hmm. まあそのいろいろな本当に各自が参加したしやすいようにできるような。
Once a summit started, there was a big, you know, blockade action, block G8 action, and a lot of activists participated in this mass direct action. But also, for those who wouldn't or could not participate in direct action, there was also alternative summit, and you know, they could also go there and discuss issues. So it's like the whole thing is organized so well that you know various types of activists can actually participate、mm-hmm. and that's a good thing he thinks.
でまあそれとあとそのまあオルタナティブサミットに出てる人もあの直接行動で道路封鎖してる人たちもまああのつながってるんだっていうのを、mm-hmm. 例えばスーザン・ジョージが強調していたりとか。
Mm-hmm. For instance, somebody like Susan George.Stress the fact, like, you know, finally those who blockade the road, you know, with direct action tactics and those who participate in alternative summit, they are somehow connected. And it's not like they are in conflict or they are detached, but they are connected.
Yes,
and that kind of thing,
so.
You know, he got that kind of sense、mm-hmm. in a positive way.
で、まあ、もちろんその中には、あの、2日にあの、まあ、アメリカでも少し報道されたかもしれないですけど、その、まあ、大きな暴動と言われるような、警察との衝突があって、それをめぐってその NGO と、うん、あのアナーキストグループなんかが、まあ、トラブルが起きたりしてたんですけれど、で本当は、まあ、いろんな気持ちもお互いあったかもしれないんですけど、まあ、最終的にはそういう方向に、うん、あの全体が合意していったって。
Of course there was on the second there was a big crash with the police、
yes.
andyou know, some kind of violent、
yes.
you know, situations. And about that, you know, there were some debates, conflict between NGOs and radical groups. But finally, you know, as the whole thing is, was at close, they somehow, he thinks they somehow, you know, this mood went better, became better.、
Mm-hmm.So, this sort of brings us to the question of what people can actually expect when they come to Hokkaido. What is it going to be in August? Next August?
Actually, July.
In July.
July
next July.、
Between July 7th and 9th.
Uh-huh. So, what kind of infrastructure have you got? Do you think you're going to have land available to establish camps? And where physically is the summit taking place? I assume it's going to be out in some remote location in the countryside to...keep it far away from protests.
It's like about like 3 hours from Sapporo, which is the biggest city in Hokkaido,
right.
by train and 2 hours by car. So it's quite far, you know, and it's like a beautiful lake, natural environment. And, you know, we're trying to get the land there for a campsite.As big as possible, but also we are going to have you know a lot of facilities in Tokyo, Osaka, and Sapporo as well. Some kind of convergence centers and sort of like in Hokkaido, Sapporo, we're going to have a campsite, big campsite, and also convergence center.And also the media center. Go is working on it with the media groups. And
what is the actual facility where the summit is going to be held at Toya Lake? Is it a big hotel, convention center, or what exactly is it?
It's a very big, fancy hotel.
Yes.
Out of nowhere,
right.
there's this one hotel,
yes.
like a castle.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. So, I don't know how much you want to talk about this now, but, I mean, is the effort to try to actually physically blockade access and so on, and as people did at Rostock and at Glen Eagle, Scotland the year before that.
で、その現実的なその見通しとしてはさ、そのブロッケードみたいなことっていうのは、うん、どういうあれなんだろう、うん、
そうですね、現状その警備の状況というか、どこまでその住民以外が立ち入り禁止になるのかっていうのがまだはっきりしてない状況なので、うん、まずその状況を見ていく必要があるかなと思います。
First of all, you know, it's not very clear yet how, you know, like how close one can approach to this site.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly, yes.
And
yes.
That, you know, and so that we have to see. And
ただまあ僕、まあノージェートアクションの、見解というか考えとして、またはその札幌の、ラディカルな、グループというのは、まあその警備ラインが、どこに定まるかはまあ別として、とにかくその接近して、うん、少しでもその現場に近づいて抗議の声を上げるっていうのを考えてます。うん、
Basically, like No Jet Action, as well as some radical groups in Hokkaido, we, you know, no matter how, you know, the security, you know, situation is going to be, we are trying to approach as close as possible to send our voice of protest. Mm-hmm. That we can say.
Right, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. And, okay, one final question is, you know, the international response. You have contacts in Germany, of course, because Hirasawa visited Rostock for the protest last year, this year. And you're here in New York now, and your info tour, you say, also went to Hong Kong, Taiwan, and the Philippines. So do you feel that there's some international momentum which is building here?
その国際的な連帯、
そうですね、特にその今回のまあ独自性というのは、やっぱり日本がまあアジアの中で唯一、G8 に参加している国だというのが、まあ一つ挙げられると思います。
First of all, this is the fact, like Japan is the only representative of the G8 among Asian nations.
That's right.
ですから、そのアジアのもう様々な運動体はあって、で、これまでも、まあ、東南アジア、なんかでは、その、まあ、開発の問題なんかで、いろいろ運動がネットワークされていたんですけれど、例えばそれが韓国や香港や、フィリピンや、その他の東南アジア、日本、となると、それぞれがみんなネットワークしていたかというと、そうでもないので、今回の G8 をきっかけに、そうしたネットワークを作っていければなというふうに考えています。
And we already have had a certain degree of coalition with groups in Asia, especially related to the issue of development. But on this occasion, we are trying to have a real sort of strong coalitions within the Asian groups, Korea, Taiwan, Hong Kong, Philippines. Especially Japan and Philippines has this, what do you call it, JP, Japanese-Philippines Free Trade Agreement kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And,
what is the local acronym for that? The JP?
Yeah, Japanese, it's like a free trade agreement, yes. for the benefit of Japanese big corporation, basically.
Yes, of course.
And it's got, local economy is going to be devastated. Mm-hmm. And, I think the movement against it,
Is this already in effect? It's been signed and ratified?
Yes, I think so.
By both governments?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Since
when? Do you know what year that took place?
ちょっと正確には忘れ
た。Actually, we don't know the exact date, but relatively recent, I think.
Within the last couple of years?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Mm-hmm.
で、あと、さっきのちょっと追加ですけれど、アジアの運動というか活動家たちも、これをきっかけに、自分たちの運動を、こう、世界につなげていくっていうのも考えてるんで、その機運は、高いかなというふうに考えてます。
So, as the, you know, as they had this, like, a connection, like, an info tour connection with the Asian groups, they got the sense that, Asian group also, in this occasion, opened themselves up to the global scene and want to, you know, connect themselves with groups outside. So there's an impetus growing.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about development issues, you're talking about opposition to Japanese overseas development aid, as they call it, to mega development projects, hydroelectric dams and so on in Indonesia and the Philippines and places like that.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's see. I'll give a station break now because it is 5 minutes of 1 o'clock in the morning here on listener-supported non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City. This is the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade with me, Bill Weinberg, and our special guests who we're extremely honored to be joined with tonight, Go Hirasawa, anarchist film critic from Tokyo, and Sabu Koso, who is a writer and journalist here in New York City. And, well, you know, maybe we could take a musical break and decide where we want to go next, but I'd be interested to changing gears a little bit here. I know that Go Hirasawa is also a film historian, and a university lecturer, and I'd be interested in hearing about some of your research into Japanese underground cinema, and to provide a little bit of historical context for what we're discussing tonight about the anti-war movement in Japan in the 1960s and the armed left movement, which briefly followed it. I know this has been an area of your research. So maybe we'll take a brief musical break and we can talk about that a little bit when we get out of it. All right, let's hear a little bit more Neapolitan rap. Let's see, which shall we hear next? Okay, next we're going to hear the song Ghetto by a kid named Alea, who sounds like he is all of around 12 years old, but he's got an amazing voice, totally badass. So an amazing style. So let's go.
Problema.
Irresistible stuff, eh? Can't get enough of it. Okay, here we are back on the, now it's 1 minute of midnight. I'm sorry, 1 minute of 1 o'clock in the morning here on Listener Supported, non-commercial WBAI 99.5 FM on the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade, where we are speaking with Sabu Koso and Go Kurosawa. And I'd be interested in hearing a little from Go Kurosawa about your research into Japanese underground cinema and also the armed left movements, which emerged in Japan, sort of analogous to the Weathermen in this country and the Red Army faction in Germany, in that same era of the late 1960s, early 70s. And there was sort of an intersection of these two movements of radical cinema and the Japanese armed left. Could you talk about that a little bit?
そうですね。そのちょうどまあ、60年、後半、まあ、世界的な状況だとは思うんですけれど、非常にその、まあ、いろんな芸術と、政治の距離が近くなって、で、日本においてはその映画っていうのが大きな、運動の中心になってました。
Perhaps in synchronicity with the worldwide, you know, phenomena, late 60s, like, the, you know, vanguard of the arts and the vanguard of the political movement sort of merged, you know, in various places of the world. And in Japan, cinema was the, you know, probably the most radical place that's happened. This merge of the radical, you know, politics and radical art.
で、まあ、その、ある種のその映画理論。いや、その映画をめぐる言説が、その政治自体をその引っ張っていったような状況っていうのも、生まれていくことになります。
At that moment, like a discourses about film or film theory, this genre sort of led the political discourses even. So that was a flourishing moment for the cinema theory and the cinema movement, late 60s.
ですから、まあ僕はまあ映画史を研究しているわけですけれど、まあ本当に一番その映画を考えているんだけど政治を考えなければいけないし、そこからその、映画だけではなく政治とは何かも考えていかなきゃいけない。で、そういう意味で非常にこう、映画の専門家にとっても難しいし、だから逆に面白いのがまあ60年後半かなというふうに思って、これをずっと研究しているんですけれど。
His field is cinema history, but this like a time, particular time of the late 60s, in terms of Japanese film history, is in a sense it's a very difficult moment because when you talk about film, meaning you have to talk about politics, and somehow vice versa is also true, and so it's very difficult but also very interesting.So that's why he's focusing on this period.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly, a lot of the early sort of radical groundbreaking cinema sort of came out of what they call pink films, which was like softcore pornography. Because, maybe you can explain to us, why did that happen? It seems a little bit counterintuitive.
そうですね。ちょうど、ピンク映画自体は、まあ、1960年前半。にできるんですけれど、歴史的な背景としてはそのいわゆるスタジオの映画ですね、っていうのがその、落ち目になっていく中でその低予算の、小さなプロダクションが撮るピンク映画っていうのが出てきました。
The pink film beginning is early 60s, and that's the time like a sort of major studio production system sort of declined. On the other hand, this like a tiny, small budget.Sort of like independent production, like a production began to make a lot of pink films. And that's the beginning.
ですから、どうしてもその小さな、会社ですから、やっぱりその大手に対抗する、抵抗するっていうことが、もうその始まりからすでにこう、なんだろう、運命づけられたもので、mm-hmm. そこからかなり左翼的な作品というのも生まれていったというふうに言えると。
So, with this kind of beginning, they are already destined to sort of struggle against big production companies. you know, they are small companies, and in many senses, they were struggling against big production companies. So their tendency to be left was already sort of destined from that situation.
でそこから、まさに、まあ、一番中心になるんですけれど、あのアメリカでも、まあ、DVD が2本ぐらい出てると思うんですけれど、まあ、若松浩二っていう監督が、生まれて、彼が、まあ前期68年の運動とこう共に伴走、して、運動を作っていった代表的な監督。
In America, perhaps like two of his films have been released in DVD.The name of the director is Wakamatsu Koji, or Koji Wakamatsu. And he is the sort of main figure of politicizing Pink Eiga very radically towards the 68 situation in Japan.
で、その、まあ、彼が68年に、全共闘運動と、一緒に、戦うような形で映画を作っていって、で、最終的にはその、パレスチナのドキュメンタリーを撮って、その PFLP と共闘していくということ。
And in 68 situation, he was almost making films sort of hand in hand, in a sense, with the radical student movement. And this whole sort of like impetus reached the point when like a Japanese radical left.Flew to Palestine to work with PFLP.
Yes.
And Wakamatsu also went, Palestine.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so before we get to that point in the story where they take this leap into actual armed activity, which is what we're getting up to, we should make clear that at this point, he was Koji Wakamatsu?
Wakamatsu.
Was sort of collaborating with the student movement and the movement against, I suppose, Japanese participation in the war in Vietnam, and making what were, I suppose, propaganda films or art films or a little bit of both. But as long as they worked in a sex scene, they could still be considered pink films and get a budget. Am I correct in my understanding here?
Yes, yes. Yes, very much so.
特徴ってことです。どういう特徴がそこに？
だからその彼がだから自分の理解を今言ったんだけど、だからそういうピンクの要素を含みながらもそういう抵抗のものを作る。Exactly. That point that he's so unique and interesting is like with pink element, he was very political.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in synchronicity with the fight struggle against, you know, Vietnam War and so on.
Yes.
あとやっぱ特徴としてあれなのが結局その低予算で、小さなプロダクションですから、例えば大きな事件が起きたら、もうその翌日から3日で映画を撮って、で、翌日には、その翌日には編集を終えてしまうというのは、ほとんどそのテレビドキュメンタリーぐらいのスピードで撮れてたんで、そういう意味でもその、激動の68年に対応できたということが言えると
思います。He also used like the fact like his production is so small and having to make films very quickly and short period of time with low budget. So when some big political events occurred,His production team could respond to it very quickly. So that's another reason that their production was so political.
So what sorts of events are we talking about? Like anti-war protests and student strikes and things like that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then in 1970, a group called the Japan Red Army emerges.And some of their people go to Lebanon, where they hook up with the PFLP, the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. And together they hijack a Japanese commercial jet to North Korea. And this director, Koji Wakamatsu, he goes underground with them.And makes a propaganda film about this hijacking.
Can I slightly correct?
Please,
the group that who went to North Korea was not the one who went to Middle East.
Uh-huh.
The one who hijacked the Japan airline airplane
yes.
and went to North Korea was hijacked in Japan.
Yes.
So,
right.
Oh, okay.
Right, but they were sort of collaborating with the PFLP at this point.
No, the the 国政に行ったグループは、no, the group who went to North Korea had nothing to do with the Palestinians.
Oh, okay.
Later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the film, which I saw on the disc which you made for me, has got footage of both the hijacking and the group in with the PFLP in Lebanon. Mm. So, Mark, maybe you can make clear what the chronology was here.
まあ、正確に言うと、その元々その、共産主義者同盟赤軍派と言われる、その、全共闘から生まれたラディカルレフトが、mm. まあ、母体にはなってるんで、mm. あの、正確に言うと、まあ、あの、ルーツは一緒なんですけれど。
To be precise, the roots, you know, of these groups were the same. It's a communist league, you know, the Bund. It's called Bund.And, but, the, chronologically, っていうか、時間的には、だから、北線行ったグループの方が早いわけ
ですね。そうですね。うん、
but, chronologically, the group who went to North Korea did it much earlier、uh-huh. than the group, another group went to the Middle East.
Okay, but they were both part of the Japan Red Army.
まあ、だから、赤軍派の中っていう。
そうですね、赤軍フロン、だから、日本赤軍ではない。
うん、あ、日本赤軍はだから、
後のア
ラブ。To be precise, the group who went to the Middle East is called Japan Red Army.
Yes.
日本赤軍。
Right.
But, the group who went to North Korea は赤軍派だよ、ね。
赤軍派
だ、ね。But, it was like, the Communist League, Red Army faction.To be precise.
Uh-huh, okay.
So before, like, you know, it became Japan Red Army. You know?
Uh-huh, okay.
So it was the Red Army faction.
The precursor organization to the Japan Red Army?
Yes.
Gotcha, okay. So they did this hijacking in 1970. And how did that work out? What were their demands? And how did the whole affair end?
You mean like hijacking that went to North Korea?
Yes.
Or?
I think the main purpose is to the international solidarity
with
the 北線。
まあ北、まあ最終的にキューバを目指したというふうに言われるんですけど。
They actually really wanted to go to Cuba,、
mm-hmm.
but somehow, you know, it so happened they went to North Korea、
yes.
in this case.、
Uh-huh.
But somehow they are trying to make a global coalition.Against maybe you know U.S. imperialism.
Mm-hmm. Oh, clearly.
で結局それはやっぱりその日本の、国内の運動っていうのがまああの非常に大きくはなっていったんですけど、やっぱりその警察とのやっぱ武力での対峙っていうのには限界がある中で、ある種のそのあの国際的にあの連帯しながらあのまあ日本をあの外から撃つみたいな、mm-hmm. あのそういう思想というのがまあ生まれてったと言えると思います。
Around that time, the ideas that some radical left groups conceived or developed was like, you know, they started seeing the limit in the struggle within Japan, in confrontation with the police force and so on.So they attempted to sort of once go abroad and then sort of like a fight against Japanese state from outside or in coalition with other, you know, forces.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the, how did the affair actually end? Were the hostages released?
だからそのさ、この、あの、Yes, in case of like North Korea, the group who went to North Korea hostage、
yes.
were released.、
Mm-hmm.
But, だその後もハイジャックはいっぱいやってるから。
そうですね。だからその、mm-hmm. 日本赤軍として PFLP とか他の組織と共同してのハイジャックっていうのは70年代にいくつか。
And, you know, the Japan Red Army hijacked many more times later on、
mm-hmm.
in collaboration with PFLP and stuff.、
Mm-hmm.
So,that's a different story.
Mm-hmm. And there was another group. I understand some of the hijackings were to demand that people prisoners be released from another group called the East Asian Anti-Japan Armed Front. And they were a little bit more anarchist oriented, mm-hmm. but kind of loosely allied with the Japan Red Army, is my understanding.
Well, 東アジア反日武装。Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
まあ、日本赤軍とはルーツというか、出自はそのまあ三夜、要するにさっきの、労働者の ゲットだったりの運動から生まれてきてて、もうかなりアナーキズム的なので、うん、あの赤軍派系のグループとは全然流れとしては違います。
The you know East Asia anti-Japan armed front, their origins are more like a movement of labor's ghetto.、
Mm-hmm.
And in tendency, they are more like anarchists, as you mentioned, because they don't believe in the one-party domination system. And so their origins are very different from the Red Army.
ただその反日武装戦線の、メンバーたちが、数人捕まる中で、まあ、死刑判決を受けていったりっていうのはまあ予想されたり、まあ、判決が出る中でそれをまあ日本赤軍が、ハイジャックや大使館立てこもりとかをして、いわゆる彼らを奪還、うん、していって、そこで関係が生まれていきました。
Rather like after some members of the East Asia, you know, anti-Japan of the front were arrested, and some of them were sentenced to death. Seeing that kind of situation, the Japan Red Army, you know, outside Japan.Did some actions like, you know, hijack airplane and also, occupied, some embassies, and so on.
Where was this?
その大使館はどこだ？日本大使館はどこだ？
いや、忘れちゃいましたけど、ハーグとか、
I think
あとクアラルンプールとか。
クアラルンプール and ハーグ and some else, they sort of like,
Hague in the Netherlands.
Yes. And they did these actions, in order to, released, you know, members.
Were they successful?
Yes.
Really?
These actions were successful.
Wow.
And they were released. Yes.
Wow. That's quite amazing. Okay, so, once again, this director, Koji Wakamatsu, if I'm saying his name correctly.
That's correct.
So he went underground with the PFLP and he was wanted in Japan for collaborating with the Red Army.
それは若松さんは戻ってきて足立さんが残るんだよ。
そうですね、
ただその足立さんと今若松さんのコンフューズしてるから、
う
ん、それを、
そうですね、赤軍、赤 P 自体は、若松浩二っていう監督とあと、まあ、足立正夫っていう2人の監督 と、うん、赤軍派の共同作品 で、で足立は後に、パレスチナに、映画を捨ててというか、映画から、まあパレスチナ革命のためにパレスチナに移動していくことになる。
This film, like a Red Army PFLP, the Manifesto of the World War,
Manifesto of World War.
Yeah, something like that.
Declaration of World War.
Declaration of World War. Yes. That was produced by Wakamatsu Koji, the director you mentioned.
Yes.
In collaboration with Adachi Masao or Masao Adachi. And with Japan Red Army.
Mm-hmm.
And Wakamatsu went back to Japan. But Adachi is the one who gave up being a film director in Japan and remained in the...
So where is he today?
で彼は今日本に戻ってきてる、
2001年に、97年にレバノンで捕まって、で2001年に日本に強制送還されて
1997 he was captured or arrested in Lebanon and で2001年に日本に
強制送還され
and he was sent back to Japan 2001それで今出てきて
それで今出てきて一本映画を、
and he came out from jail and he made a film、
last year
Okay, so is that the film that deals with the Osama Lodge incident?
No, that's not the one.
Adachi-san は、Prisoner という。
It's the Adachi made a film called Prisoner.、
Mm-hmm.
I think that was shown at Japan Society once.
Yeah.
Japan Society in New York showed it once.
Really?
Yes. And the one you mentioned, Osama Lodge, you know, the film about Osama Lodge incident.
Yes.
Was the by Wakamatsu Koji.
Uh-huh. Okay, so he was never on the run. He was never wanted by the authorities.
Wakamatsu-san はだから特にあの警察からの逃げたことはないわけだよな。あのだから一応継続できてるわけだ、
ね。そうですね、継続です。まあ要するにあの まあ、監視下にはありますけれど。
He was always watched by the security police, but he was always in business.
Right, so, he never actually went underground. Right, right, right. And we should say briefly that the Asama Lodge incident, 1972, that would have been, was sort of internal strife within the movement, and they started fighting amongst each other, took hostages. And how did it all end? That was sort of the last gasp of the of this movement, right?
But this was, but again, like this was not the same group as those who went to the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
They were the group who sort of remained in Japan,
mm-hmm.
and tried to start the armed struggle within Japan.
But they were also a part of the Japan Red Army?
Mm-hmm. That's not the Japan Red Army, but the Red Army faction.
Red Army faction, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's slightly different.
Yes.
And
yes.
They were all consisted of the group within Japan in collaboration with another group called Japan Communist Party Left Faction, Keihin Anpo Struggle Committee.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long name, but in collaboration with Red Army Faction and this like Keihin Anpo Struggle Committee, they jointly formed a sort of a armed small guerrilla group and went into the mountain, and this whole sad thing started happening.
Okay, but eventually they started fighting amongst themselves somehow, right? In the Asama Lodge incident, the hostages they took were like fellow left-wing militants. Am I correct there?
まあ、どういうふうにこれ言ったらいいんだろうね、この浅間山荘のやつは。だからリーダーがある種のだから統制下において、あの規律の過剰な、
そうですね。
It's like some, it's more like, you know, within some kind of severe leadership of two people, they sort of are forcing some, unusually severe rules to all participants. And one by one, somehow, they started punishing. And when they did it, other members all sort of worked with the leaders. And, you know, like for those who are interested in this incident, Wakamatsu film, we would recommend to see the Wakamatsu film. It's not documentary, but it's quite faithful. A serious account or a serious description of what might have happened.
And that's and, in the film is called?
この映画はなんて言うんで、いつリリースされるんだろう、この。
日本での公開が来年の2月。
Next February in Japan, it's going to be start shown.
Aha.
And the title はなんて言うん、日本語は。
United Red Army.
United Red Army.
Aha. Aha. So we look forward to seeing that. But essentially, they took over this mountain lodge and held hostages and were essentially crushed by the police. People were killed?
Yes. Actually, they didn't kill the hostage, but they killed two policemen and one civilian who somehow interested in observing or like intervened for some reason. So three people were killed. And members who, you know, occupy the lodge, 3人か, three members, or four members are arrested.
Mm-hmm. And where are they today? Are they still doing time? Are they free? Were they executed?
2人は、2人は、まあ、今入っていて、で、1人は、死刑。死刑の判決が出て、まあ、今、まだそのまま執行されてなくて、で一人は少年だったんで、うん、まあ、少年法の適用で外に出て、うん、でもう一人は赤軍に奪還されて、うん、今どこにいるかわかんない。
One was like a, you know, very one was like a sort of like a young when he did this, so he was sort of released afterward. And two are still in jail, and one was sentenced to death, but it's not executed yet.
But he's still awaiting
in jail.
Execution.
Yes.
Wow.
And one of them was, you know, again, like members of East Asia, you know, anti-Japan armed, you know, front, was, you know, taken back in a similar way by hijacked Red Army.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 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 One of the people from the Osama Lodge incident was freed. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And I was amazed to find out recently, unfortunately, we're running out of time. This is fascinating. I wish we could keep going, but we just have 5 minutes. I was surprised to find out that there's still a death penalty in Japan and still people being executed every year. Are there still people from this movement? You said there are still people from this movement who are on death row. Have any of them, in fact, been executed?
だから、その手の活動家で死刑判決受けたやつで、これあもう死刑、処刑された人はいるのかな？
政治犯っていうのは、あんまり執行されづらい状況にある。
Somehow, in Japan now, the situation is that political prisoners, you know, although they were sentenced to death, somehow they are not actually executed somehow these days. And so they are still...
They just languish on death
row.
There were protests in New York, oh, maybe 10 years ago, I remember, at the consulate here concerning Omori Katsuhisa. Are you familiar with this case?
No. Omori Katsuhisa. You mean Japanese?
Some kind of left-wing militant in Japan.
America. It's in... what happened?
I'll see. There's a page on it from Amnesty International, which I called up on the web. But, well, look, we've just got a few minutes. Maybe you can... give us a little bit of brief historical perspective. I mean, now it's you know, a generation after these movements, and a lot has changed in the world, and a lot has changed in Japan, and the whole Cold War struggle is Cold War orientation is gone, and presumably you view these movements with a certain degree of distance and view them, I would imagine, as reckless and adventurous, but you're obviously also intensely interested in them. So could you talk a bit about your perspective on this whole extremely interesting period?
後半。うん。結局だからそのまあだから今状況変わってある種の距離を持ってるし批判もあるだろうけど同時にその時代に関心を持ってるだろうと。でそのような意味でそのどういうふうな歴史的なその見方を歴史的にどういう見方をするか今。うん。
そうですね、やっぱりその、まあ、今 の, 日本の、運動政治状況っていうのは、まあ、当然良くない状況にあるわけ で,、でそうした状況から見たときにその、まあ、いろんな問題はビルさんおっしゃったようにあるでしょうけどその例えば国際連帯への意思とかあとその、まあ、運動に対するさまざまなその想像力とかそういうのがあったことも事実なわけですね。うんうん、そうした意味では、そうした可能性を、まあ、現時点からこう新しく読み替えていく、っていうことがまあ必要だというふうに思っています。
Of course, there are many problems with these movements, but now that the situation in Japan now is sort of stale, and you know, a lot of discouraging thing politically and in terms of movement as well.In that sense, like when we look back, you know, although they have problems, there are a strong will of international solidarity for one thing. Also, a lot of creativity we can see, some kind of creativity we can see. And knowing that, you know, that there are limits and there are failure, we also have to try to read in a positive, you know, aspect of what they did.
Mm-hmm.Okay, well, this would be your opportunity now, in the 2 minutes we have left, to tell people who are interested in attending the G8 protest in Hokkaido next July, how they can get more information, how they can plug into your effort.
Okay, so no G8 actions, URL, HTTP... /a.sanpal.co.jp/ N-O-G8.
Well, that's,
that's a little long, but I think if you go to Google and you put just no G8.
Yes.
No G8 action, and you'll get there.
And I should also point out that if people go to the website of this radio show, morc.info, we link to it there as well.
あとそうですね。あと、うん、まあ、とにかく、できれば、一人でも多く、受け入れられるような体制っていうのを作りたいと思ってますけど、まあ、もし、いろんな、まあ、経済的な事情や様々な事情があると思うんで、その場合は、その各、場所で、世界同時行動というのを、企画して、呼びかけに応えてもらえればなというふうに思っています。
Of course, we are constructing the situation where, like, as many, you know, foreign activists,you know, possible, could come and have an interesting, you know, a time there. And we hope, we certainly hope so, but we know, like, you know, there are difficulty of that. So in that case, please, respond to a call for the International Day of Action, wherever you are. That's what we're hoping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I want to thank you very much. There's been absolutely...
Please remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.